Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. If you are listening live, today is September 22nd, 2016, and in the archives, this is show number 430. We're back after quite a while.
Yes.
How long has it been?
It's been since the event. I don't think we did a show, you know, when we came back from the event, it was a holiday.
Yeah.
August, and you took your sabbatical.
It's been
over a month.
It's been a month and a half.
Long time no be.
Well, time flies when you're having no fun. Our number here, of course, Thursdays are all about your calls. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And if you call now, our generous partners will match your... Oh, wait a minute. No, that's the wrong...
Wrong show.
Wrong show, sorry. No, we're not going to match your donation. I've been listening to NPR all week.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, maybe you're shy or maybe you're at your day job or something, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we try to respond to every email we receive while we're on the air. So you can either call us, which we prefer.
Yeah, we do.
Or you can send us email.
On the sly, because apparently our show is NSFW for a lot of people.
Which is?
NSFW? Mm-hmm. You don't know what that means?
No.
Not safe for work.
Oh.
It's like a little trigger warning. I'm about to show you a website, but don't open it up. It's not safe for work. HR will be called down on your head.
So I guess, so eBay celebrated its 20th last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess
we're legal
eBay
age now.
UK is 1 year behind us, right? Because they just celebrated theirs.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I guess they're, you know, it says, well, actually what it says here, to coincide with its 21st anniversary, eBay has launched its first UK retail report. So they did this whole report about the way shopping is changing, you know, people will buy things at 4 a.m. and all this stuff. But it has a list of British, of UK, on eBay UK.
Yeah.
A makeup product is purchased every 10 seconds. A necklace is purchased every 3 seconds.
And still, those English don't look that pretty.
A wedding item is purchased every 6 seconds, so they're getting married.
Well, thank heavens.
A power tool is purchased every 9 seconds. Motorcycle part, 8 seconds. Lego product, every 19 seconds.
Really?
And on mobile, a cookware item. This is eBay in the UK on mobile.
Yeah.
A cookware item is purchased every 13 seconds. A pair of men's shoes every 6 seconds, Griff.
Just goes on and on.
A tablet is purchased every 1 minute. Bedding, 13 seconds. A car part every 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And a car is purchased every 2 minutes.
It's enough to make your wallet empty.
I know, and it's exciting for sellers. Every 3 seconds a necklace. I got to put more necklaces up there. Every 3 seconds a necklace is sold.
Well, who doesn't want a necklace?
Yeah, I mean, really. Tell me about it. So you know something I thought we might want to talk about in today's show?
You haven't
been back with us since we had, except for Tuesday's, this past Tuesday's show.
You're right.
Which we didn't talk about it. The fall seller update, you weren't there for that.
I wasn't.
And I thought maybe we might want to touch on it today.
And
get the Griff's viewpoint on it. Because we've never heard you talk about it yet, so.
That's because I have no idea what it is.
Well, we're going to go look at it. We're going to go find it on eBay. I dare you to find it.
Oh, it's easy. You just go to the bottom of any eBay page.
No, listen
to me. I know
okay.
what you're talking about.
All right.
And you go to the Seller Information Center, and then there's a news link right at the top.
Okay.
And there's a happy woman with glasses and a tan. And she's smiling because it's the 2016 Fall Seller Update. I love our marketing department. There were so many photos of millennials in our marketing collateral that at one point I said, you know, us older eBayers are starting to feel left out. By
really?
This. Yeah. So they've put in a slightly older person now.
I know how you feel, Griff.
When we were doing the last update for the eBay University content 2 years ago, marketing had to approve images and supply images that I was requesting content images. They had to supply them. And we had a little bit of back and forth because they kept sending me photos of these happy millennials, like looking at laptops, all smiling, going, oh, look at this. And I said, guys, a lot of the folks that show up for these are not 20-year-olds. This is not a representative of the eBay University student makeup.
Well, they need to have a mixture. Don't you think?
Yeah, a mix is good.
I mean, a mix.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, really. Oldies and youngies. It's true.
You know, in some cultures, the elders are appreciated and listened to. But
what happened? What happened to that?
I don't know. I guess people used
to go to the wise elder of the village to settle all of the problems and to mediate.
Right.
Now we just... get thrown off to the side.
Now they
like
send us
so
off to the
trash.
Well, they try to send us off to the wise elder home, but if they can't afford it, then
the wise elder home. Yeah,
there's some palm trees in the overpass down by McLaughlin and 280. We could go live in.
Well, it's really sad, and you don't realize it till you start aging. What has happened with the elderly in our social setting nowadays in the United States of America? It's really pathetic.
Well, we could go on and on about this.
So. Let's talk about, so we've got, so updates for fall 2016. There's structured data, shipping and returns, active content, seller tools, seller performance standards, category and classification, features and fees, and the new user agreement.
So
I thought we would take those one at a time and read about them, like the shipping and returns, for instance.
You want to start with that?
Why don't we start with shipping and returns? Do you want to?
Well, I don't know if I know everything.
Okay.
The one thing I know is that it's a simple one with this one because we've just offered another option, which a seller can now offer the option of replacements or exchanges for their return policy. So if a buyer, this is along with a refund. Again, it's basically still a buyer choice, but you can give a buyer the choices of a refund or a replacement or an exchange. We've had this in the past, but now it's built into the flow. So once it's offered, when a seller says, oh, I want to return this, they're presented with the options. Well, do you want a refund? Would you like the seller to replace this item because this item was defective and you just want the same item, but you want a good one? That just happened to me with something I bought. Or do you just want to exchange it for something else?
Well, and also says they're updating the returns preferences in my eBay so that we can set our preferences for automating returns and refunds and replacements all in one place. Has that been done? Because it says we are also updating. It doesn't...
Yeah, I don't know if that's finished yet. Because the last time I looked at the return thing, you can create these rules still.
Okay, so it just came... When I clicked on it, it came up and it says your return rules. You can arrange your rules in any order. Just drag and drop rules to place them in the order you want them. So one says approve a return automatically.
Mm-hmm.
No longer want it. And then it says status. And then it says action. And then underneath approve a return automatically. So I see what they're... I think it's already up there.
So one is for just keep the item and send them a refund.
Mm-hmm.
And some sellers say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, you might not want to. It may not work for your business. But for people who sell high volume, low ASP, average selling price goods, like say... data cords for your phone or charging cords was one that came to mind. And someone says, this is defective. Do you really want the sub buyer to go through the hassle of returning it to you? It's a $5 item.
No, it doesn't make sense.
So this one you can set up a rule that says for this particular item in this category, if they say it doesn't work or it's defective, then and the total return is of a certain amount or less, just send them a refund. And then the second rule is automatically approve a return. So mine are all automatically approved.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, it's not conditional. if you're unhappy for whatever reason, I'm not going to make you jump through hoops to prove your unhappiness. You have to do that with your shrink or your parents.
But how about if
you
it was,
have to do it with
how
me.
About if you were selling a rug for $2,000 or even something for $250.
Oh, I'd approve the return.
Would you still do that?
Yeah, I'd still approve the return. I'm not saying you keep it. That's the other rule. This is the rule where you can return it for a refund.
Okay.
I approve this return.
Okay.
My name is Jim Griffith, and I approve this return.
Okay, I get it now. Right. All right.
And what this does is I believe it sets up confidence in your buyer who says, okay, I'm going to start the return process. What if the seller is going to give me a hard time? So they submit the return, and it says they immediately get a note back says, seller's agreed to send you a return. There's no other back and forth. And they give them, the system then gives them printout for the mailing label. So they don't have to speak to me. They don't have to wait for my approval.
They don't have to give an excuse.
There's no jibber jabber or I have to do a song and dance in order to get the seller to give me what I really deserve. You can just say, I approve it. And they can print out the label and get the item back to you quickly. I've had that happen.
So I think that the reason that you didn't feel too uncomfortable not being here for that seller update show was that there's really nothing in this seller update. We're going to go through each thing.
No, there really wasn't anything.
But there wasn't anything that was so controversial that we needed our Griffle here. I mean, nobody complained, really.
Yeah, there wasn't really very much complaints, I have to admit.
But you've heard some?
No, I haven't heard any.
No? Oh, good.
No.
That's
good. Which is a good thing.
So when we come back from this break, let's talk about the structured data.
Okay. If you would like to do that.
We're talking fall seller update 2016. We want Griff's insight on each of the.
Oh, my insight. My opinion.
Your opinion.
No, it's basically all a good thing.
Your opinion. I think so too, but we're going to go down each one of them. In the meantime, we do have lines open at 888 Radio 30, 888-723-4630. We haven't dished a list. The dish towels came in.
Did they
Griff,
now?
The dish towels came in. I like them. I took one dish towel, and I'm trying to figure out what the best pen's going to be, so I'll sign them and send them to you in the next day or two.
Okay, that's a deal.
Yes.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You should call us, really, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio. That's Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale, a modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. You know, I've missed talking to you. I'm sure Lee has too. So call us at 888-RADIO-30 again. That's 888-723-4630.
And you can call us up just to say hello if you want, but we'd like to hear your tips for selling on eBay. We'd like to hear any challenges you may have. Maybe you want to ask Griff a question. Maybe you want to, you know, have another caller call in to answer your question. We're taking them at 888-RADIO-30. And also, we haven't done a listing dish in a while. You just heard me talk about the new dish towels are in.
What's a listing dish?
Well, a listing dish is when you call 888-RADIO-30, and our phone screener today is Donna.
This is familiar.
And you give Donna your item number.
Oh, Donna, right.
And Donna types it up on the screen so that Griff and I can see it. And then Griff and I gently go over your listing, and we give you hints on how we think you could have made it better to maybe get more watchers and get it sold. And basically, we judge you by terrines. We give you a score, like 4.1. It could be 5. The biggest is 5. The best is 5 terrines.
This is all coming back to me now.
5 terrines. Yeah. And so give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Give Donna your item number this morning, and Griff and I are happy to look at it. Oh, and you can come on the phone with us and talk to us about it if you want. 888-RADIO-30. Griff, before we go back to the fall seller update, since we were talking about millennials, there was a news report on September 19th, just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Bloomberg News, where they interviewed Devin Wenig.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that he vowed to attract 100 million new shoppers with ads aimed at millennials. This is a good thing. I don't want you to think that Griffin that this is a bad thing. It should be aimed at millennials because we need to get them to come on board and buy on eBay and get them used to it. But Griff and I, our point was that they should throw in a few, you know, of us aging people as well, because it's not millennials who are looking at that right now.
Let's get those millennials some jobs so they have money to spend on eBay.
Right. Because Devin mentioned that millennials have a passing familiarity with eBay.
It's been long enough, so it's not. Oh yeah, my parents' website.
Yeah.
My parents buy things on eBay.
You know what somebody at eBay said about eBay Radio the other day?
Oh brother!
Listen, I've been so excited lately because so many departments from eBay are interested in, you know, being a part of eBay Radio now, where maybe 10 years ago they were not. And we're so excited, and we always feel renewed and new, you know. But one of your best friends there at eBay, and God bless her, and I appreciate it, you know, but she said, oh, I'm so excited to be a part of this. It's such an institution. eBay Radio is such an institution at eBay. I thought, Griff, we're an institution.
Or we should be in one.
I'm always thinking we're new and, you know, doing this new thing all the time. And we're an institution now, honey.
Oh, honey, we are not new.
No,
we are definitely institutional.
So Devin said that that's why they're going after wherever millennials congregate. Facebook, Pinterest, Snapchat.
Starbucks.
So with a lot of departments at eBay are kind of headed toward that and trying to bring millennials into the fold. We're all for that. Didn't want you to think we weren't.
We should look to somehow find a way to broadcast ourselves into like artisanal places. You know, hipster artisanal places.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah, now we're hip replacement. We used to be hip. Now we're hip replacement.
No, we're here. Get it.
Yeah.
It's an organ recital. Anyway, so we were on the topic of this.
Okay, so we're structured data.
Structured data. So I think the interesting thing here with structured data is that, and I've heard it just from a few people, but the options for does not apply or not applicable are not going to be available starting next year, starting February. You'll have other options, including using ASINs, which are Amazon Standard Identification Numbers. Take that. Google product identifiers or private label product identifiers that are seller generated. In addition, there's going to be something called EPIDs, which are eBay product identifiers. And eBay can help assign those. The process has not really been spelled out in great detail yet.
So when it says private label product identifiers, which are seller generated
right.
product identifiers, if I was selling my mother's jewelry, it could be Ethel001. I make my own label. Is that
I'm
correct?
Not sure how that works yet. I don't think we've actually revealed the details. But we will. And it says there'll be also category exemptions and some types of items which will be exempt. So we're still talking about new or manufacturer refurbished items. We're not talking about used items.
You're sure?
At this point. Yeah, no, I'm sure. Absolutely. Yeah, at this point.
Because with used items, we could make our own. If that private label product identifier is what they mean by that?
Yes.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, but nobody should get excited yet.
I don't think anyone should get anxious.
Okay. So.
There's a ticking noise or something in the studio. Do you hear it?
Yeah, I do.
What the heck is that?
Okay, it sounds to me as if something is rattling.
Yeah, but I can't.
Is there a... No, it's still there. It sounds like a rattle, doesn't it to you?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Okay.
It's driving you nuts.
Oh. So, Griffith, what is he doing? It's gone. No, there it is again. It's gone.
Oh, I think I found it.
What was it?
Sorry, I didn't. I know this is great radio. It's the door.
The door was rattling?
Yeah, the door was rattling.
Well, that's not a good thing.
Who do I complain to about this crappy studio?
God. Is it the same size as the other one?
No, it's bigger.
Oh, thank God.
Not by much, but it's definitely a bigger space.
Okay. Well, that's good because the other one was a closet, honey.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Well,
it's a familiar place to me.
There was a TV show recently. I forgot what it was, or a movie where... Oh, I know what it was. It was one of those House Hunter shows.
No, it's doing it again.
And the guy was looking for a house, and he says, I got to have a room to do my voiceovers in, and it's got to be really quiet.
Yeah.
So the house that they picked ended up having some stuff going on next door where they were going to be building something for a couple of years. So the next scene showed him in a closet, a little tiny, teeny-weeny closet. You know, like a clothes closet that you'd have in an old house when you first walked into a house. That's where he was doing his voiceovers. So has it started again?
It's driving me crazy.
Oh, my God. We got to do something about it.
Let me see if I can stick a piece of paper in it.
Okay. John, get your editing thing out, honey. We're going to need it for this one, I think.
This gall dang door. Hold on a minute.
So,
jeez. I just want this to stop.
There we go.
No.
Did he leave? Oh. So anyway.
You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to move this table over and then throw my weight against the door while we do the show.
Oh, that'll do it. Throw your weight against the door.
Yeah. I'll deal with it later.
That'll do it.
It is annoying, though. Anyway, yeah. That's the thing about structured
Donna
data.
Donna says that's very MacGyver-ish of you.
MacGruber. There'll be a whole... Yeah, MacGyver. Which is coming back. I don't remember the first show because it was during that period of time.
I never watched it, really, but I saw little excerpts of it from time to time. So improving visibility and offering best-in-class guidance and insights through structured data. So we've been talking about that. And you're telling us not to get all, you know, bent out of shape or anything. It's going to happen next year. When next year? February.
February 2017.
Yeah. So it says by February 2017, new listings of new or manufactured refurbished items. So you're right. It says new or manufacturer refurbished items in most categories will require at least one of the product identifiers.
No.
So those of us who sell one-offs and used stuff shouldn't worry about it at this point, unless we can find something.
Yeah, if you can find a product identifier. Remember, it helps. So there'll be more information about this.
Most definitely.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to worry. The interesting part in this, and we didn't get into it in great detail in the update content on site, is the eBay product identifiers. You'll be able to upload your entire category of items, and eBay will generate what are going to be called EPIDs. This will be a new feature called catalog upload.
Now, will that be... So we upload our entire catalog of stuff, all right?
If it's appropriate.
If it's appropriate.
New or refurbished, unbranded... I mean... otherwise unidentified, no product identifiers.
Okay, so we upload our catalog of stuff, new and factory refurbished stuff.
Right.
eBay gives us an identifier.
Right.
Does that mean we don't have to worry about the other identifiers?
If there are no others, yeah, no, you don't have to worry about them.
Okay.
No. So I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. We're not looking at a way to create more work for sellers. So. But more details will be forthcoming in the next few months.
Okay. The next thing on the list of fall seller updates is structured data.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Oh, okay. We talked about structured data.
Hey, senior.
Hello. Okay. Where is the woman going? Okay.
Did you take your B12 shots today?
Okay. And we talked about active content yet?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Well, we need to talk about active content.
Right. We're about to go on a break, but...
Okay. So active content will no longer be allowed on item description pages after June of 2017.
Right. And this is all based on security concerns. And it's not, eBay isn't alone in this. There are many websites that are moving away from what are called add-ins or components like JavaScript, Flash plugins, and other things.
We'll talk about that more when we come back.
Yeah, because this is an interesting one. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We're open for your questions, by the way. This is your chance. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at Endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list.